this is another one of those multi-part projects. I think the completion episode, well, that's the one that really ties everything together. And you begin to get an idea that, you know, the projects that we're doing inside the Boatworks, they are not quite your average projects. They are something conceived of on a bigger scale and with a little bit more ambition. Sadly, there were a lot of critics. They like to complain about the audio. I'm yelling at the camera, or things are too noisy, or the audio levels are uneven, or why don't you have more video footage of you actually building something? But what a lot of people don't realize is that this project happened 6-7 years before, and at that time I was only shooting a minimal amount of video, mostly just still photographs for my own personal documentation. I had no intention of making a YouTube channel. So trying to tell a story about a big project that you did 7 years ago, well, it presents its own challenges. And frankly, ironing out some of the audio and the video production quality issues still pretty early in the YouTube channel, it's kind of become a signature. People complaining about me shouting at the camera. The following is a simulcast audio of my YouTube channel, Motor City Boatworks. Motor City Boatworks is my retirement amateur boat building and boat restoration studio. It's where I cover the projects in my boat shop. I'm rebuilding a 1986 Alban 27 pocket trawler and a 1982 Skipper 20 pocket sailboat. I cover the nuances, the tips and the tricks, the ups and the downs of what it's really like to be working on these old boats. I've been restoring boats for about 30 years as an amateur.
How do you get a standalone shower in a 27-foot pocket trawler?
Episode 14, Building a Standalone Shower, Part 1.
Hi, this is Joe with Motor City Boatworks. This episode, I'm going to talk about how I modified my Alban 27 family cruiser to have a standalone shower. First, let's remember that a bathroom on a boat is referred to as a head. This is just nautical terminology. Now, you're probably asking yourself, what's the deal with having a bigger head on your boat? Why do you need to have a standalone shower on such a small boat? Well, it's a good question. Over the years, I've lived on a number of different boats, and I came to realize that the thing that makes living on a boat long-term doable is having a functioning head. A head that you can move around in, that you can use the toilet, but also take a shower, and the two don't happen on top of each other. Boat manufacturers give us tiny boats with tiny heads or no heads. And then they give us bigger boats with even smaller heads because they want to give you lots of other features. Dinette tables and larger galleys and salon settees and all sorts of areas on the boat where you can relax and stretch out and entertain your company. But the dirty secret is that when it comes time for someone to use the bathroom, when it comes time to use a restroom, they go inside a little tiny cupboard where they have to stand around like this and try and find a way to sit down on the toilet or perhaps take a shower on top of the toilet. It's just not for me. I lived on a classic 30-foot sailboat for a number of years, and I was tied to the marinas that I was at in order to really have a functioning bathroom. There was really no place to take a shower, and the head cupboard itself was actually very, very small. Later on, I lived on a 44-foot houseboat, and it had a normal-sized bathroom. Well, a bathroom that you might find in a small European apartment, or perhaps on a cruise ship. It made living on the boat, well, it made it normal. Before I sold that houseboat, I took some measurements and made a drawing because I really thought the layout was so clever that I might be able to make use of it later on when I found the boat that I was looking for long-term cruising. The reality is that there are no pocket trawlers with standalone showers and properly designed heads. They're all very small. Even a brand new pocket trawler from some of the most famous manufacturers today, $250,000 new, don't have a standalone shower. It just doesn't exist. I decided I was going to modify the head of my Alban 27 and create something that just didn't exist. Now you'll remember the Alban 27 family cruiser came from the factory with a forward cabin and an aft cabin. There was another version called the Alban 27 Sport, which was like a fishing version, had no aft cabin. In the forward cabin of the Alban 27, there was a galley, a head, a dinette table with a bench, a hanging locker, and a V-berth where you could sleep overnight. For a normal-sized person, the dimensions were challenging. And for a guy my size, forget about it. The doorway to the head on the original Alban 27 was just 16 to 18 inches wide. The shoulder space for the toilet in the head on the original Alban 27 was just 17 inches. Barely enough room for a guy with broad shoulders to squeeze himself in there. The original Alban 27 head had a very small toilet, a tiny sink, and you were able to take a shower standing next to the toilet in a space that was about 15 by 15 inches. There was a tiny little cabinet where you could store some of your bathroom items, but virtually no proper storage. All of the water from the shower drained into the bilge, and you then had to pump it out using the bilge pump. It just didn't make any sense to have a dining room table on top of the V-berth where you sleep next to the bathroom, all crammed into a couple square feet. Because I knew I was going to create a hardtop for the Alban 27, the cockpit would essentially become my dining area. And there was no need to use the dinette down in the V-berth. That could all go. Studying the layout of the Alban 27 led me to believe that the head was just too small. There had to be a way to enlarge the head area. I started thinking about, what if I took down a bulkhead and pushed it forward into the dining area that really wasn't used anyway? What if I took down the amidship fore and aft bulkhead and pushed that out, even just 6 inches, to give a little bit more room and increase the doorway? By taking out the bench seat and moving the bulkhead forward, I would gain about a foot. And by moving the amidships bulkhead more towards the center of the boat, I'd gain at least another 6 inches for the width of the shower pan. To account for the curve of the hull, I came up with the idea of a shower step. Everything would flow into the shower pan and drain into a sump that could then be pumped overboard from the boat. No more shower water into the bilge of the boat. What I really wanted was a toilet that was separate from the shower. One of the things I liked about the head on my houseboat was that the toilet was opposite the shower. It was right next to the sink, but there was clearly plenty of room and the shower stood by itself. The only way to do that was to create more floor space where I could put a dedicated shower pan. Now, to have a standalone shower, you need about 2 foot by 2 foot or 2 foot by 3 if you really have enough room. And most definitely, you've got to have standing headroom, which means that it needs to be about 6 feet tall. The only place in this area, the head, the forward cabin of the boat, where there's a solid 6 foot plus is right against the midship bulkhead before you go into the cockpit. That means the shower had to be amidships, up against the bulkhead, and the toilet would have to be across from the shower with a sink adjacent. The original head in the Alban 27 was just under 3 feet by 3 feet, less than 9 square feet. The new head would be somewhere around 4 foot by 5, 20 square feet. If everything went according to plan, the new head would be more than double the square footage. To modify the head on my boat took a lot of planning, and I really had to think about the steps involved and whether or not this was going to be worth it in the end. Any way you look at it, this type of project on a boat, well, it's major heart surgery. It involves a lot of cutting out the old and building up the new. It's really very involved. When I suggested these modifications to some other Alban 27 owners, man, I really received a lot of pushback. People were adamant that we shouldn't change the form and design of the Alban 27 and that an original boat had great resale value. We just had to make do with the head and the tiny forward cabin. But to me, resale value takes second place to form and function. If I can't use the boat and enjoy it, well then, what's the point? I reasoned that if I could modify the head and make the new design look like it came from the factory, well someday, when I decided to sell the boat, everyone was gonna wanna buy it. It would be the only 27-foot pocket trawler with a standalone shower. What you need to understand is that the Alban 27 was assembled as a bottom hull and then a top deck with interior pan liner, and the two pieces were married together. You can imagine the boat is constructed like two plastic cups. One plastic cup is on the bottom and the other plastic cup fits inside of it. Now the first plastic cup might be quite flexible and not very strong by itself, but when a second cup is placed inside of it, well suddenly it becomes quite a bit more stiff. This is how the Alban 27 and many boats during the 1980s were constructed. The boat doesn't have stringers or ribs like a steel or wooden boat construction. Modern fiberglass boats are more like plastic cups. They have no internal structure. The entire shape is the structure by virtue of the strength of fiberglass. I reasoned that my modifications would affect such a small area of the overall boat and the pan liner that it would have very little structural effect. And besides, I'd repair everything afterwards with new fiberglass, building up the deck and the pan liner to ensure that it was as good as new. All of this analysis and design philosophy, well, it meant one thing. Bulkheads have to come down, fiberglass has got to be cut in order to expand the space. Any way you look at this, this is a serious project. The first thing to do was to start taking things apart. It was gonna be nothing but demolition and destruction. You gotta really have some guts to start chopping up your boat in the hope that someday it's going to be something better.
Okay, we're several months into taking apart the Alban 27.
Okay, this is the head with the toilet removed, and we're in the process of pulling off the trim. You can see all the trim up here being off, and you can see the bulkhead now. See, the bulkhead's not tabbed, which is great. That'll make it much easier later on when we get ready to start working on stuff.
Now we're cleaning out the old pan liner and kind of trimming everything up so that I have kind of a clean surface to work from to start doing reglassing of the floor, and eventually we'll get to putting bulkheads back in for the new layout for the head. It's messy work. We gotta grind everything down and kind of get rid of all the flanges and different pieces of fiberglass tabbing that are down there. Pan liner is about a quarter inch thick. Some places it's reinforced with plywood, so it's quite a mess to have to get through.
Okay, that's round one in the head. There's fiberglass everywhere. It is nasty. But I think this is going to work good. I have to reinforce the floor and the side, but it should create a nice head. We're gonna go from this angle right here straight up. I think that'll work well.
This episode, we've covered a lot of ground, and we've gotten to a good stopping point. Join me next episode, where I continue working on modifying the head to my Alban 27 family cruiser. I'll be tabbing in the new bulkheads, building the new counters, and creating the platform for the toilet as well as the shower pan. This week, we have a question from Miss Megan Pete from Houston, Texas. And Miss Pete would like to know, you've spent a lot of time working on the boat. Do you have any idea how much time you've devoted to the boat so far? Miss Pete, this is a great question. So far, about 4,263 hours and 23 minutes. If you have a question for me, please contact me via the Motor City Boat Works website or on my YouTube channel or in the comments section below.
If you like these videos, please hit the subscribe button. These videos would not be possible without your support. For more information, please visit the Motor City Boat Works YouTube channel or my website, MotorCityBoatWorks.com. Boatworks is spelled B-O-A-T-W-E-R-K-S.